hundreds of miles to the southeast. Sarah nodded toward the trail that led away from the beach, through the marshlands, and up to the bluff. Benny followed, hands in his pockets.
You think we'll stay friends when you go away to college?
Sure we will, Sarah said, but she didn't know if it was true. She didn't even know where she'd go to college, and they both knew Benny wouldn't be going at all. He caught her eye.
You're humming that song again.
No, I'm not, she protested.
I've literally been listening to it for like 2 minutes.
Had she been? It popped back into her head.
Da-da-dee, da-da-dee-da, da-da-dee, da-da-dee.
It was an old indie rock song about a girl who was never getting back together with her boyfriend. The first time they'd broken up, she'd played it on repeat, and they laughed about it when they'd gotten back together a few weeks later. Now that they'd broken up 3 or 4 times, she'd lost track. It was more than a running joke. Benny dropped to his knees in the sand, holding up a stick as a microphone as he belted the chorus.
The last time I saw your bright eyes. The last time we said goodbye.
He'd been in a mediocre band for a little over a year and had a pretty decent voice for a guy who put in next to no effort.
Enough,
Sarah said, laughing and pulling him up by his elbow. They continued up the trail, leaving behind the famous lighthouse and the plaque commemorating the treaty signed by the local tribes and the state government in 1855. When they reached the top of the stairs, they sat on a bench that offered a narrow view of the beach through a cutout in the blackberry bushes. Benny pulled a joint out of a little glass vial and held it out, lighter poised in the other hand.
Ladies first.
She was about to take it when she saw a figure down on the beach walking close to the water.
Hold on, she pointed. Dude, she can't see us from there. Not to mention weed is legal now.
Not for 17-year-olds. And if I can see her, then she can see us. And don't call me dude. I mean, why do boys your age call everyone dude?
Benny smirked. Fine, bro.
Sarah squinted. The woman was slight, with sandy brown hair and a quick, purposeful walk, but she couldn't make out much about her face.
You recognize her?
Benny put the joint and lighter on his lap and held his hands in front of his eyes like they were binoculars.
Nope.
He went to light the joint, and Sarah swatted his hands down.
No, she'll smell it. Just wait till she goes by.
They watched in silence as the woman walked along the beach, jutting up from the sound toward a patch of driftwood 30 feet from the waterline.
What's she carrying? Sarah asked.
Picnic lunch?
Benny laughed, but Sarah ignored him. He was always making jokes, or trying to. Moving with purpose, the woman stopped about halfway between the lighthouse and the bottom of the trail that led up the bluff. After a quick glance around, she set something on a log. From the bluff, it looked like a green bag. Next, the woman pulled out her phone and appeared to take a few pictures of the bag. Then she turned around and hurried back to the parking lot near the lighthouse, leaving the bag behind.
What the hell?
Sarah asked. Benny seemed unconcerned.
Maybe she's doing one of those online treasure hunts or something. Seen them on Insta.
Sarah looked at him skeptically.
In Hansville, population like 2,000? In December?
Benny lit the joint and took a long drag, the sweet smell of high-end marijuana mingling with the moist, salty air. Sarah pulled up the collar on her jacket. Benny offered her the joint, and when she declined, he took another puff and put it out on the bench, then stowed it back in the vial.
Only one thing to do.
He leapt up and bolted down the stairs toward the beach, flapping his arms like the wings of a bird in flight and belting the breakup song.
The last time I saw your bright eyes. The last time we said goodbye.
Sarah followed, smiling in spite of herself. He was funny when he was high. She was definitely not getting back together with him, but maybe they could have a little Christmas break fling. Benny skidded to a stop in the sand. Dropping to his knees in front of the bag, he leaned back, wiggling his fingers in a trance-like, prayerful gesture, an impression of the famous Jimi Hendrix moment when he'd lit his guitar on fire and implored the flames to rise. Benny knew this one always got a laugh out of Sarah. The sack was roughly the size of a plastic grocery bag, but made of green felt in the style of a holiday gift bag. It was decorated with cheesy cutouts of Thanksgiving turkeys and cranberries. Benny reached for it,